coffee break or desert break. I have found it very satisfying to be challenged by the realities of today's working life, both in their complexity and in their challenges. Being a Christian and wanting God to have as much space as possible in my life, every day I set aside time in His Word and in prayer, and I use the free time between daily activities to turn to Him and talk to Him. I seek to live out Christ as well as possible in my daily life. On top of that, I regularly spend weeks in Bible training seminars, which enrich me greatly. However, in the deepest of my heart, I often felt an invitation to stop and meet with my Lord alone in greater intimacy, without being in a hurry. But I found this difficult because I favored my investments in the church or in other people over these moments alone with the Lord. Today, I have come to realize that God invites all His children to spend time alone in His presence, for He wants them to contemplate Him, to soak up His presence and influence. He also desires to speak to them and to touch them at the deepest level of their being so He can heal them. So I ask myself, do we honor His invitations? It seems to me that we find plenty of excuses to postpone these very personal and intimate moments of encounter with the Lord. We run around like headless chicken so that at the end of the day, we feel like we've had a fruitful day. And if finally there is time for a short break between errands, we turn to God and feel that He must be present in this fleeting time and that He should be very happy with the few minutes we give Him. Is this an exaggerated caricature? Or does it rather resemble reality? If our life resembles the previous depiction, God might give us several signals asking us to stop. Will it be an indication sign, one of prescription, a flashing orange light, or even a red light with the word stop? Some people recognize the first signals they receive. They understand them, stop and change their way of life. Others go on and on, sometimes leaning on Bible verses to move forward with the same determination. Totally human. This was my case. I have often opted for activism rather than taking time for a break, a moment of withdrawal, of solitude. It was then that, in the sovereignty of God, I experienced several events that forced me to slow down. I was forced to question myself. And with hindsight, I can testify that they were beneficial. It is not God who sends disasters and or hardship, but sometimes He allows them if they can ultimately contribute to our inner healing, our transformation, our sanctification. In the Bible, a desert symbolizes a trial, a challenge. Going through the desert, therefore, is a special time. Suspended time when God speaks to our hearts like never before, when His presence is so real that there are many times when we feel God in a way we have never appreciated. The relationship with Him is intensified in a decisive way. Therefore, behold, I will draw her out and lead her into the wilderness, and I will speak to her heart.